All right, let's compare two mini tablets. One from Apple, which is the iPad mini, sixth generation, and Samsung's Galaxy Tab A7 Lite. And the iPad mini and the A7 Lite were both released in 2021. So both of these devices were released a couple of years back. Both of these devices are the smallest size tablets you can get from the respective companies. The iPad mini is more shorter, it's more squared off in shape versus the a little bit more taller, but it's a little bit thinner portrait mode wise. So they just feel a little bit different in the hand. Both of these devices come in Wi-Fi only and also with cellular capabilities. The iPad mini is a more lightweight device, coming in at just under 300 grams, while the A7 Lite comes in at almost 100 grams more at 371. Build quality, there's no question about it. The iPad mini is just a more upscale, modern build quality, glass and aluminum frame, compared to the more cheaper materials on the A7 Lite, but it also feels good in the hand, and it's also made from aluminum and glass. But the overall better build is going to be the iPad mini. One other difference between these devices is that the iPad mini has eSIM technology while on the cellular version, while the Samsung doesn't have the eSIM. It has only a nano SIM card slot. The iPad mini also supports the Apple Pencil as well for a stylus support. Both of these devices have a slower 60 hertz refresh rate. Overall size, screen size, the iPad mini is a little bit smaller at 8.3 inches versus the 8.7 inches on the Samsung. But like I said, the iPad is more squared. The Samsung is more of a portrait size. The iPad is running obviously iOS or iPad OS, and we'll get several more years of updates. While the Galaxy Tab is running, I had a few updates. It launched with Android 11 and now has Android 14 with Samsung UI on top, but it's not going to get any more updates, it looks like. The chipsets, the A15 Bionic on the iPad, you got a MediaTek processor on the Samsung, and obviously the more powerful device here is going to be the iPad mini. As for internal storage, the iPad comes in at 64 gigs, while the Galaxy Tab starts off at 32 gigs. Both of these can be found in a 4 gigabyte RAM model. Well, the iPad only comes in 4 gigabytes of RAM. The Samsung starts off at 2 gigs, and you can get it also in 3 and 4 gigs of RAM But as for the storage, the iPad mini doesn't have a SD card slot, but the Samsung Galaxy Tab does have it for external storage. The camera setup, you got a 12 megapixel shooter on the iPad, 8 megapixels on the Samsung, shooting 4K on the iPad, 1080p on the Samsung. Selfie camera, 12 megapixels on the iPad, 2 megapixels on the Samsung. One difference here is that the iPad does not have a headphone jack, while the Samsung does. Both of them have Bluetooth 5.0. Neither of these have NFC, but they are both rocking the USB Type-C port for charging. For unlocking the device, we do have a drastic difference here. The iPad mini has a side-mounted fingerprint reader, while the Samsung doesn't have any type of biometrics besides face unlock, and it's the weaker kind, and it's not that accurate. You have to really be patient with it, but it's there. If you don't use the face unlock, then you're gonna have to use the keypad. Now for battery life, you're gonna get similar battery life on both of these. You'll get all day battery life and even more so. And for charging, like I said, it has the USB type C port. Now the regular price for the iPad mini is $500. And that's pretty expensive, you know, if you get it brand new, but this device is a couple of years old already. And if you get it used, you can find it for around $350, give or take. And in general, it's just way more expensive than the Galaxy Tab A7 Lite. That one, you could find it easily for under $100 now. Some cases I found some on third-party websites that are brand new for $86, and you can get it used for even as low as like $55. So price points are very different on these devices. Since tablets in general are more of a consumption device, I thought it'd be a very good comparison between these devices. You're mostly going to be using them for browsing the web and for watching videos and looking at pictures. And I think the overall better device is going to be the Samsung, just because of the price point and also the form factor as well. It's more of like of a book shape. And it's, you know, since you do not need a lot of power to run video apps and, you know, just to view content and maybe even, you know, check your email and stuff like that. So it doesn't matter how fast the processor is. And then also the cameras, they're going to be better on the iPad mini. But, you know, if you got a tablet, you probably already have a phone, and the phone is going to take way better pictures. You'd want to be using a tablet in general. And that helps the Samsung a lot, because the cameras are pretty terrible, selfie and from the back. But, you know, if you want the ecosystem and you want a little bit more better build quality, and you want that fingerprint unlock, you know, the iPad is very nice and also has that stylus support. But I think you're going to be better suited if this is your secondary, your third device, and you're getting a lot for like less than $100. You're getting a lot of value, and you have features like the SD card slot, and just the price point is just very good. You're also getting a headphone jack that's not found on the iPad mini, and you could find that on the Galaxy. That's the bonus right there. But you do have a choice here, and if you want just a better experience software wise then you might be better suited with the ecosystem of the iPad mini. But it's going to cost you an arm and a leg compared to if you just want to use as a consumption device and maybe even reading books, browsing the web, email, you know, that type of stuff. Nothing too crazy. The Samsung is better suited for you, especially since you can get it as low as like $50 to $60 used. So that's my comparison of the iPad mini 2021 sixth generation and the 2021 Samsung Galaxy Tab A7 Lite.